那今天我们的节目呢，就要分享一些英语里面和爱情、恋爱有关的很有用的说法啊。那希望今天我们分享的一些呢，在今天也能派得上用场。大家也可以到我们开言英语的微信公众号来看今天详细的图文推送。那首先，情人节啊，应该大家都知道了，但 Spencer 还是在跟我们读
Valentine's Day。
Valentine's
Day. That's right, Valentine's Day.
因为 Saint Valentine 是一个是真的有这个人吗？我也不知道，一个圣人，是一个大圣人。
I don't know. Valentine's Day was created by the card companies in America because their sales slumped after the New Year, after the Christmas holidays. So
they wanted, 真的是美国麦克卡什么 Hallmark 赫曼。
It's about around like 100 years ago.The American card companies came up with this to boost their sales because after Christmas, who's buying cards?
They had
to wait until Easter. So there's like this time, there's like this 4-month period of time between Christmas and Easter where they're not making any money. So it's like, all right, Valentine's Day, buy your sweetheart some chocolates, buy her some roses, buy her some cards.
你好不浪漫哦。
Oh, it's true, I'm sorry.
You're so jaded.
I'm not jaded, it's true.
我们要 romantic. 好好好，但我们今天还是分享一些浪漫。慢的角度
好吧
好那首先我们来讲讲啊当你就是开始约会是吧有这样的一个 relationship 的时候、
right.
英文里也有很多不同的说法那我们就按照不同的严肃程度划分好了
yeah, 好的严肃程度 okay.
So, well,
the level of severity
对
okay, degree of severity let's
group these phrases by level of commitment
okay
好不好 commitment
okay,
承诺的这个多少来分这些词那最随我也不能说随便吧就是最怎么说最
you know, 随便的 that's right Jenny
可能没有这么 serious 的英文里面可以说
What, like, I'm seeing somebody?
对我这个我也常听到有就是 I often hear it as a question 可能有一个人对你有意思、
yeah.
但他不知道你有没有男女朋友他可能就会很 casually 他就会好像很不经意的问你一句、Are you seeing someone?
Well, my eyes are open I'm seeing you right now, aren't I? That's how I would respond to that question, Jenny.
That's a bad joke, 是吧？是一个很冷的笑话。
Okay, well, seeing somebody, I mean, yeah, this is probably the most, I'm sorry, I will say 随便. It's probably the most 随便 of all of these. And it's just,
对，但是我觉得这个随便也不一定是真的那种很不负责任坏的随便，而是说可能你们刚刚开始，对吧？只是出去约会。
It's just not that serious yet, but you know, you have interest in this person, but you'll see...You're just starting. Hi, you know, it's the 早起 Just see where it goes.
早起，所以就可能 go to movies together or grab coffee or dinner together.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat, something like
whatever
that.
Whatever floats your boat, 就
whatever you like, Jenny.
都可以。So are you seeing someone? 你如果听到一个人这样问你的时候，除非他是长辈了，那是要逼婚。但是呢，一般我觉得很 I'm seeing someone 可能是对你有点意思，他会这样问，
right. yeah.
是吧
？No, exactly.
OK. 那除了这个呢，你也会听到就是 Are you dating anyone?
Yeah. OK. So dating someone, I guess it seems a little more severe, a little more serious.
Committed.
yeah, a little more committed, a little more serious than seeing somebody. Maybe you've been with them for like a month or two. You still haven't made it official for some reason, but you know, you go out on dates, you see each other often, you have fun, you've gotten to know each other pretty well.
这个就是 dating someone, 对吧？What about going out? 就是 I'm going out with this guy or this girl.
I'd say they're pretty synonymous. They're pretty much the same.
你说 going out 和 dating 的那个
差不多。
程度比较小
I'd say it's 差不多、yeah.
反正 seeing 是最低
yeah.
entry level 是吧
yeah,
入门级、yeah. 好那是不是美国老一辈的人还会说 Are you going steady with someone
Yeah, it sounds like when my mom was a kid or something. Like during
oh, 这么老的，你妈妈年轻的时候。
During the 50s, they're like, oh yeah, I got a really cool, really cool girl. We're going steady.
Oh, going steady 是很 out, 很 dated 的一个说法。
Yeah, no, you might hear that in a movie or two these days, but no one really says that.
那我们来看看一个不 out 的，很 current, 很与时俱进的说法。
好。
其实这就可以说
Yeah, you say, yeah, you know, I'm in a relationship. That's after you've made it
official.
You know, yes, after you made it official. I'm in a relationship, you know, I'm
in a relationship, 就是基本上是 exclusive, 我们说的
yeah,
一对一的，
对
吧？
Exactly.
或者最直接的你就可以说 I've got a girlfriend, I've got a boyfriend.
Exactly.
英文里面当你说我有一个男朋友或者我有一个女朋友的时候它这个就 implies 它的含义就是是只有这一个对吧、
mm-hmm.
是很就比较 serious、
mm-hmm.
比较 committed、
oh, I would hope so
除非你遇人不淑
yeah
遇到一个、遇到一个 player 遇到一个花花公子
yeah 花花公子
或者遇到一个那个喜欢玩的女生是吧、好那Spencer 暧昧英文怎么说、
I don't know I guess it's kind of like an ambiguous relationship
嗯嗯就是 ambiguous 比较暧昧的
yeah so maybe that's like when you're seeing somebody
when you're seeing somebody it's like ambiguous
yeah、
right?
it's not that serious I mean you might like each other but you haven't made it official yet it's an unofficial relationship
unofficial 还没正式那可以说they're flirting with each other 吗
no flirting is just like that's just what 调情 that's just like when you that's just like when you make a pass at a girl
啊、所以 flirting 更多的就是指
it's like Jenny these flowers are awfully beautiful but not as beautiful as you you know that's like flirting you know?
所以你说的 flirting 就是指某一刻他们正在 flirt
yeah yeah
是吧
yeah, yeah.
但是你要形容一个 state 一个状态的话我们就是、
no.
kind of ambiguous 是更好的
yeah you might just say it's like an open relationship a casual relationship it's unofficial
你说 open 和 casual 那个听起来就很随便吧我觉得
Well, that means, I mean, it's technically, I mean, a lot of Americans think this way. I mean, before you say, you are my girlfriend or you are my boyfriend, technically speaking, it's...
Keep their options open.
Yeah. It doesn't mean that they're actually going and seeing other people too, but it's a possibility. If you didn't make it official, like...
Ah.我知道了好、
yeah.
那当然还有一种状态可能是暗恋
What, like, to really like have a crush on somebody
对对对
哪一个暗
就是dark
Oh that's what I thought yeah 黑暗的暗
对,
对
吧但是暗恋就你没有告诉他他还不知道
Okay
So to have a crush on someone 对吧然后你也会听到有些人说 Oh I've got a huge crush on this guy or on this girl、
mm.
就是、
So you would say we're like You know 我很暗恋他 Maybe
就反正就是你很喜欢啦 So that you have a huge crush on someone、
okay.
好那接下来我们说说呢就是你可以怎么叫你的另一半你的情人啊
Okay
我觉得英文里面最常用的可能就是 honey 这种
honey is You might say that to someone that you're married to
啊、对结婚了以后夫妻间老公可以这样叫老婆老婆也可以叫老公 honey、
mm.
对吧
Yeah before you're married honey yeah maybeI mean, you definitely have baby, you have dear, you have darling.
这些都可以。所以你说
Sweetheart.
没、就是未婚没结婚的时候可以什么 baby.
Yeah. I think baby is probably most common.
而且就是男的也可以这样叫女的女的也可以这样叫男的是吧
Exactly.
Sweetheart.
Yeah, sweetheart.
Also, 你教了我一个你说还可以叫 boo.
Hey, boo. How you doing, boo?My ex-girlfriend used to call me boo.
怎么拼啊
B-O-O
啊、boo 那女的这样叫男的男的可以这样叫女的
都可以啊
可以
But I think girls might say it to their boyfriend more than guys say it to their girls
Just hey boo? Really?
Yeah.
听起来好怪哦
So does bae Start people say
bae 对 Instead of
差不多 bae and boo you know?
Instead of baby you're a babe也可以说 bae 是吧
Yeah, I like boo better
也可以直接叫 love 吧
Yeah, yeah, yeah
Love?
Yeah, how you doing love?
How you doing love?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of English people say that, but I definitely say that.
英国人很喜欢说这个。好，那我们今天详细的图文，因为今天讲的词也比较多啊，大家可以到开言英语的微信公众号，开放的开，语言的言。那 Spencer， 我们其实讲那么多还没有说到很重要，当你要表白的时候，比如你们都在 seeing someone, dating someone, 但是你要 make it official, 要正式。
So you need to clearly state how you feel about that person, express your feelings.
Express your feelings, 表白、这样你才可以 establish your relationship.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I really like you, and I think I want to turn this into an actual relationship.
所以你真的会这样说、啊、Those are the actual words you would
use. Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
好，那对，我觉得其实表白的时候美国人也用的就是这些特别常用的、
yeah.
除了你刚刚说的还有一个最常用的我觉得就是 Hey, I really like you.
Yeah, definitely. I really like you.
I really like you. 虽然很简单但是这是最 powerful 最直接的吧
yeah pretty much you don't need to like write a poem about it、I mean maybe that would be appreciated but if you just really say I really like you
对
it'll get your point across
那这个啊通常我们觉得要男生先表白那当然现在女生先表白也完全 OK 的女生这样和男生说会觉得太 direct 太直接吗还是 it's OK
I think they're both fine
Both fine.
Yeah.
I really like you.
Yeah.
Or 我觉得另外一个也蛮常用的，可能没有那么直接，所以你有如果比较含蓄的话，可以用下面的这一个，就是 I really enjoy spending time with you.
Yeah, that's pretty similar. Yeah.
对吧？而且我觉得这个就是也。因为 I really like you, you kind of, you're making yourself very vulnerable.
Yeah.
万一人家说、I'm not so sure, 你就很尴尬。
Yeah, that's the worst when they don't reciprocate.
对 ,reciprocate 就是没有。
同感。
是的是的。
They don't feel the same as you.
对对、yeah. 没有回报。
Oh, you really like me, well, that's nice.
所以我觉得比较 safe, 比较安全的选择可能就是这个。I really enjoy spending time with you.
I don't know, Jen. I think those are pretty similar. I think it's about the same. Yeah, if you say I really enjoy spending time with you, I think it's pretty much the same thing. And then she's going to think, oh God, he really likes me. and I was just going to try and break it off with him 10 minutes ago. Oh no. And it's Valentine's Day. God,
oh, no.
What, talk about bad timing.
那再问你一下，你前面说那个什么 Can we make it official? 我觉得这个听起来很 official, 很正式哎。
Yeah, here's the contract. Please sign this. Here, you are my girlfriend until further notice. Yeah. No, I mean, but it's true though. I mean, you know, we'd say, oh, you know, I really like you and I think I'd like to make it official.
所以当你讲这个
很 I want you to be mine.
所以当你真的要叫别人你能做我女朋友吗什么的时候即使你说的话是 I'd like to make it official 你也不要那么 official 那么严肃的说、
yeah.
不然听起来有点太沉重了是吧、
yeah I mean I, you know you say will you be mine
will you be mine、
yeah.
所以你不说 will you be my girlfriend
I don't know it sounds like third grade、if you say likewill you be my girlfriend it kind of it's like the little nerdy guy he's cute you know but he's shy about it I mean you can say will you be my girlfriend but you can say I want you to be my girlfriend like if you're a man like as a man I think women kind of want a guy to be more confident
Mm-mm-mm.
so instead of saying will you be you could say I want you to be you express it more
很有用
right same thing it's likeno, will you be mine? Or you say, I want you to be mine. I want you, right? If you express that directness, that real desire, they'll get it.
Okay. So, would you be my girlfriend? 你说听起来就是很幼稚的,像什么...
It sounds a little weak.
听起来也没有那么有决心,那么 man, 是吧?
Yeah. So, instead of saying, will you be mine? Make...Don't give a choice. Say, I want you to be mine.
然后你就要壁咚他吗？壁咚英文怎么说？
But force it upon them? Like, no. I, what I mean is just, but you, I think you need to, if you want to make your, you know, feelings really clear, you directly state it like that.
直接说是吧？就是一个祈使句，像一个命令一样。那 我问你，如果女孩要跟男的说 Will you be mine 或者 I want you to be my boyfriend， 这很奇怪吧？
I think it's 还好吧，
还好。
Yeah.
那女孩能不能说 Will you be my boyfriend？ 那个也听起来很怪。
I mean, yeah, they could ask that.
But you just think 这个听起来 it makes you sound weak.
Well, I mean, a girl saying it might be a little different, but I think typically, in my mind, I picture the situation with.Either me or the other person saying I want shama shama shama. You say、
ah.
I want and then you as opposed to saying will you.
Okay.
Yeah.
所以表白的时候 I want 什么什么比较好。比如说、
yeah.
I want you to be part of my life.
Yeah.
I want us to 怎么怎么样。
Yeah, you know, I want to spend more time with you. I want you to share my life with me.、
Mm.
You know.、Now if which is funny though, if you're going to ask someone to get married,
对哦、
you always say, will you marry me? You have to say that.
求婚还是一定要说 will you marry me?
And you know, it's kind of funny. I'm thinking about this now. And you know, you guys are free to disagree with me. Leave us your comments. But I think that when you are asking, will you marry me? You're acknowledging that you're vulnerable and that you really want this person and that you love them and you're giving them the option. Please,、
mm,
you know, will you marry me? But when you're asking, when you want someone to be your girlfriend, you say, I want you to be my girlfriend. It's, I don't know, it's just a little different. You're, at that point, you're kind of expressing your desire.、
Mm,
you really want that. But when you get to that, the final stage, it's kind of more like you need to kind of leave the option more open to them. You're saying, this is what I want, but please respond in the way. You know what I mean?、
嗯、
I don't know. Maybe.
好了，不论怎么样，我们过两天开言英语的付费课程呢，是 Post Valentine's Day Surprise， 就是情人节过后我们有一个大的 surprise、
嗯、
这个就是和 Will you marry me 有关的。所以呢，祝大家都有一个很浪漫的情人节，和你的 honey， 和你的 bae， 和你的 boo， 然后也有可能 take it to the next level，可能你会说出 Will you marry me， 然后我们那个付费课程就会教你这个求婚很多的说法。
That's right.
好的，那今天我们的节目就到这儿。 Have a very happy and romantic Valentine's. 然后我们开言英语微信公众号见，拜拜。
Bye. Are you sorry?